This is Rad Radio. It's just like Breaking Bad, only not nearly as good. Call the show anytime, 888-989-9811.
Got a couple emails here, rad@radradio.com. We'll start with this one from Ramiro.
Hola.
Brandon's from Mexican.
Says, I want to make it a tradition that my kids get a shout out from you guys. Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Not really usually something we do.
Maybe a shout out?
Language barrier. Thank you for pointing that out. Okay.
Maybe they got to go to number two.
I want to give a shout out, okay, from you guys on their birthdays, since it is the only thing I can afford anyways these days. You guys, please tell my little man Leo, who's turning 8 years old on Sunday, happy birthday. And yes, Rob, I am telling him, asking him, and teaching him the men rules and questions he needs to know from now on. Yes, 8 is the age of reason. That's when a boy first becomes a man.
Oh, my God.
And no more crying, no more taking a glove to baseball games, none of that crap.
Maybe just don't teach him how to spell.
Yes, let someone else teach him.
Oh,
yeah,
good point.
How to spell.
Well, the kid's probably teaching dad.
Yeah.
Oh, school, right?
Yeah,
isn't that how
probably.
It works? Yeah.
I don't know. Ramiro strikes me as an absent father. Doesn't really help his kid out, that kind of thing. Just from that email.
He's having Rob do all the work.
Right, right. Can't afford anything. Yeah.
Oh, and that's okay. It happens. Things are expensive right now.
Stealing paint and huffing it behind the dumpster outside of Target.
You're a dad, man. Come on.
So we also got this one from Gretchen. Says, there's someone in my life I'd like to wish a happy birthday to. Her birthday is Sunday, just like Ramiro's poor little abandoned child.
Aww.
She's stubborn, opinionated, burps so much that she embarrasses her 15-year-old nephew, and that person is, of course, me, getting a shout-out for this old goat turning the ripe age of 44. Bad age. Halfway to 88 would make my weekend.
Happy, happy birthday. Now eat your f***ing cake. Happy, happy birthday. You in the face.
We also got this joke from William.
Hey, William.
We just did jokes from the maggots, and the last one was, what was it? What's red and orange and looks good on a vegan?
Yes.
Fire. Yeah. Obviously, you can put in whatever group of people you want to attack there. I'm sure racists have already done that. Anti-Semites, since we have so many of them running around America, ruined the fun of the joke. I mean, it's just good, clean fun when it's a vegan on fire.
Or a cyclist.
William, aren't they the same person?
That's true.
William says, that vegan fire joke made me bust up laughing. I'm a truck driver, and as a car was passing me, the passenger...
That's the worst truck horn ever.
You hit the brakes?
I was trying to be polite while you were talking and not be too loud.
It still doesn't sound like a truck horn.
The one time she tries to be polite.
I'm a truck driver, and as a car was passing me, the passenger caught me in my ugly laughing face and then made the ugliest laughing face back at me. F you, dude. Don't make fun.
Oh, it was a mocking thing.
Yes.
Well, maybe he was listening to us, too.
Yeah, maybe he was just laughing
and
as
well. And you've told him now.
Could you imagine if lovers did the same thing, like the O face of one lover and the other one was doing it in a mocking way back?
That would extend it. It's probably, it's going to extend the process. Well, now I can't. Also, Teddy wrote in talking about Rad TV, all the new stuff, all the special stuff we're doing at members.radradio.com. Says, I watched the Probcast yesterday with Rob and his wife. And yes, Rob, your wife is beautiful. You're both funny, and I loved it.
Aww.
Right? She's beautiful. We're both funny. Thanks. I outran my coverage. I'm aware. I loved it, and I love all that you guys are doing on Rad TV. I'm watching you live as I write this, and I will be watching tomorrow as well for the Radderday show. Thank you all for everything. Thank you, Ted.
Movie master, master of movies, I'm feeding you lies, twisting your brain for a really cool prize. Action adventure sci-fi comedy, just take the film and you'll reign supreme. You're a movie master. Movie Master!
We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner. The show is at the Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. You win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize upgrade about an hour from now to get into the front row with those tickets. Diana, you're caller 18. Good morning.
Good morning, Red.
Good morning, Diana.
You will make the first guess. Now you clear your throat. If you know the name of the movie, you win. If not, we'll go to Jamie.
Hi, good morning.
Hey,
hi, are you crying?
Do you have a gun?
And Lori.
Jeez.
Jesus. Hello, Lori. Yes, hi. You're caller 20. All right, here we go.
Bitch fest.
We are looking for a 2004 comedy. It's a big hit. I mean, come on.
Well, it really sounded like one.
You should know. Yeah. It's 2004 comedy. Diana, what's the movie?
I have no clue.
I don't
know how.
That's fine, but do you know the name of the movie?
It's a fun game, though.
Jamie.
Dodgeball?
No. Oh, yeah.
Good guess.
Film. Yeah.
Lori, do you know?
The End?
You lose.
Oh,
the
man.
End.
Yeah, that one.
A comedy from 2004.
I think she meant In the End.
Either way, again, a huge hit, still holds up today. Not sure how nobody knew this is Napoleon Dynamite.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Oh,
you got like 3 feet of air that time. Can I try it really quick?
See?
It's only in this movie.
Famous scene. I mean, if you really knew the movie.
Did he squish his tots?
That's the most quoted scene.
One last chance. One last chance for you to win the Foreigner tickets and be qualified for the grand prize drawing coming up. We will play Trouble Trouble at 9 a.m. And we have a holiday pile.
Business Fly! Business Fly! I can't wait to Christmas!
You know what? What? What?
I can't wait to Christmas! Yeah. Christmas Fly! Christmas Fly! I can't wait to Christmas!
There are only 243 days until Christmas morning.
Oh, my Lord. Gotta get on it.
There are 216 days until Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And 188 days until Halloween.
Boo!
Now, for my entire life, people have been bitching about, and yet we've been engaging in what we call Christmas creep. So, But for relative purposes, I was 16. I worked in the mall. And they had one of those stores that sells off supplies, and there were also a Hallmark store, you know, all the cards and the ornaments and all mm-hmm. that. I was the stock boy at first, and then worked my way up to manager.
Of course.
Oh, yes. Big doings.
And I was the only man that worked there, of course. There was the owner, and then I was the only dude.
Well, you worked that out. Where can I work? Well, there's a lot of girls.
Yeah.
Could have been Foot Locker.
And, yeah. Yes, I boinked half the staff. It was fantastic. It was
while, the dumpster. While you were manager too, because I mean,
yes,
yeah, you know,
of course, we were all high schoolers. Yeah. On, well, I mean, I did a few college girls too, but that's all. That's for another show. Maybe tomorrow morning.
Hello.
But even back then, this is the late '80s. It was July 4th weekend ish, whatever that was around, is when we would spend an entire day erecting the 4-8 foot long, whatever the hell, panel of all the Hallmark Christmas ornaments.
Oh, those were big doings.
They would go up because they were collector's items.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to get in and get those.
I mean, we, like, all the 4th of July stuff is, you know, half off because and there's the Christmas. So we always have people going, oh, my God, why do we have Christmas stuff and not even Halloween yet? This has been going on for the answer is money because you morons buy it. That's why, because I buy it. We buy it.
It's
we see
fun.
Stuff. We go, oh, this will be cool. That's why they do it. So. There's always been Christmas creep. People feel like it's happening like more often, things like that. So America's second most popular holiday now, behind Christmas, is, of course,
Halloween.
Yes. It has surpassed Thanksgiving over the last 5 years.
Wow.
As more adults have got into it with their little sexy Halloween adult parties. There's that. It's come back. More kids are trick-or-treating a little bit again. Nothing like when Dawn and I were kids.
Man.
Don't know if we'll ever get back that far.
Good old days.
Yes.
So now, are we dealing with Halloween creep? For example, last year, many Halloween products went on sale online in July.
Love it.
Before landing in stores after Labor Day. So they still kept the same... Okay, after Labor Day is when we'll put up Halloween, but in July they did a little online thing last year. Okay, so and I didn't hear a lot of bitching about that, et cetera.
Heck no,
that's fine.
But this story went viral yesterday as 2024's Halloween is not upon us for another 6 months. But that didn't stop Home Depot from selling home decor starting yesterday.
Yes!
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
Oh, they got the good stuff.
They
too.
Do. Yeah. And listen. My favorite time of the year starts in October and goes to December. So if you can bring it to me a little earlier to get me excited, I'm all about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what? Neener, neener, all the good stuff will be gone by the time it is around Halloween, right? When you would think to go shopping for Halloween, ooh, that stuff's being cleared out and they're bringing in fall stuff.
Yes, neener, neener for those of you living paycheck to paycheck, scrimping by, that wouldn't be able to afford the Halloween stuff. Till after Labor Day, while you're dealing with back to school bills,
you get it on sale.
That's awkward.
There's none left. We already covered that.
Awkward.
Yeah. Did they start doing this? Because last year it was like super popular to have those big 12-foot skeletons in the front yard. I did. Okay, cool.
You got it. So absolutely. So the company began hosting a halfway to Halloween sale yesterday to give customers more time to get the spooky goods. Again, they are starting online only. The unofficial answer is they're going to have it in stores earlier than ever, but we don't know when yet. They're going to actually release the stuff into stores. The home improvement store chain is the first major retailer to push out fall holiday decor months ahead of even summer.
Oh, my God, fall. Yes, I love fall decor.
So much for living in the moment. Yeah. Being present, as we say.
Can you enjoy the fall decor as much when it's so hot outside, though?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, it absolutely makes it better when it's cool and crisp and feels like fall. Doesn't matter though. Not at all.
But you're not really enjoying the fall decor. You're buying it and then you're shoving it in a corner.
I am. But I feel like Brandon's talking about like when you're there shopping.
Yeah. And just seeing it, just being like the aura of the moment.
Because there's a mood with that, right? Oh, it's cool. It's, oh my God, it's fall outside. Oh my gosh, let's go shopping for fall stuff. But it's not fall.
Right.
But it doesn't take away from that. If I walk in a store and they have fall stuff, I'm immediately happy and I feel fall.
And
I
then
feel it. Right?
When you walk outside and it's 105 degrees and it hits you, you become
you're
a raving
reminded.
Bitch.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I got stuff in the car.
Yeah. I mean, I get why Home Depot's doing this, though, because when you walk in, it's usually to the left. They got all the holiday stuff. It's either Christmas, Easter, Halloween, what have you. But there is not really a big holiday in between, really. But you have 4th of July, but, I mean, you're not going to have anything that's decorative. You got the barbecues instead.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And they've already got a ton of those everywhere. Mm-hmm.
And,
already set up.
And as a man, you have to browse the barbecue section, even if you don't need a barbecue.
Every time.
You gotta lift up the lid. You got to twist the knobs. You got to smell it. You got to make sure that grate is nice and firm in there, you know, just in case.
And the cool thing is, as you move up in life, which hopefully all of us do over the course of time, you don't even go near what used to be the grill, because now you own the grill.
Exactly.
And you just go right to what will be the next the grill.
The bigger one.
You know, you get to the islands and things like that.
The one with the Bluetooth settings, the one with the smoke box on the side and the sear station on the other.
Maybe it sits in its own rock formation of some kind.
Ooh, that's fancy.
Do y'all pull up one of their like outdoor chairs and sit there and like daydream like you're there with said thing that you want to buy?
Oh, you can do that?
That's just ridiculous.
That's stupid.
Why would you do
that? That made no sense.
I've got things to do. I'm not there to hang out.
Yeah. That don't no.
That's not the mall in front of Victoria's Secret.
Exactly. Right. That's why every man has a folding chair in the back of his car. Just in case he sees a mall, he can bring in the chair and just set up shop. A
pair of binoculars and some popcorn, some Kleenex.
No, I'm totally texting on my cell phone. I'm not taking pictures of you as you walk in and out.
Oh, no.
So, yes, Kyle alluded to it. This does include the Home Depot's rollout of a new and improved Skelly. This became huge last year. That's the nickname they gave to the 12-foot skeleton, which now features 8 different life-eyes technology settings that allow the 12-inch or a 12-foot tall skeleton to move its eyes and blink.
I love this so much. My neighbor put theirs up like a month before Halloween, which I normally, I don't care, but whatever. It was Halloween, it was fine.
Yeah.
But I almost borrowed that skeleton full time.
Now, do you mean borrowed or like borrowed like Kyle borrowed?
Like Kyle borrowed.
Well,
the problem
is,
I'm just like, I don't know, 10 houses down around the corner, so they'd probably figure it out that it was me that took it.
It's 12 feet tall.
I know. I'm
just hanging out the back of your pickup. I mean, more than...
you do it at night and you just get a buddy to help you carry it around. You know, hopefully they don't have any cameras.
You got to dress in all black, ski mask and all.
Is that it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ring cam's not going to pick you up that way.
I do remember we had a few stories last year of people who did steal skellies from people's yards.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and it was caught on camera, and they still got away with it.
Yeah, because they are so big.
But that's what makes it so easy to take, because they're usually, like, leaning over a fence, or they're just in the front yard. Like, there was one that was hanging over, you know how on the freeway, you look on the side of the road, there's the shoulder, and then there's those big walls that separate the freeway from the housing district. And there was a big skelly over that, too. Like, anybody could just hop that fence and just pulled it over.
Right, but it's going to seem odd when people see you running down the street with a big... Well, it's harder to take with you.
See, you just screwed it up. Don't run.
Exactly.
Because you're causing... you're calling attention to yourself. You're just walking down the street dragging a 12-foot skeleton. No one will notice that.
Well, Brandon's got a good point. You do it in the middle of the night. I mean, I've stolen street signs before and taken them off in the middle of the night, and no one caught us.
Right, exactly. Rite of passage.
And, you know, you just do that Weekend at Bernie's thing. You get a buddy you stand on either side of Skelly and just walk down the street like, oh, you know, this guy, he's had a little too much to drink tonight, you know.
Yeah. NBA player.
Getting him home. Yeah. NBA player.
Celebrating the finals and all. Yeah.
Kyle's reminded me of one of our Coke nights when I was in high school.
Oh, God.
not a Pepsi night.
There wasn't like the web for us to look this up, right?
The web.
Yeah.
Wow, that's him. There wasn't the web, huh?
We couldn't go to the library and get on that internet machine.
Were you at the same night, Dawn?
We remembered seeing a street named Dawn, D-A-W-N, right? And no one has cameras then. There aren't the street cameras. There's like none of that. We got away with so much. And we're like, oh my God, let's drive all around and look for all our names. And we knew the Dawn one. We just took the sign part, because then you could just screw that off. Like, you have to take the whole pole.
Oh, so you did have a man with you.
No, we had a girl who was kind of manly.
Okay. Tomboys, we called them then.
Yeah, she was. Yes, and God love her.
You couldn't just say lesbian back then.
No, right, yes. And God love her, and so she did all that. And I think we ended up maybe finding three.
Oh.
But we gave up.
Oh, who got disappointed? So one or two friends got disappointed?
Yeah, because there was like, we were in two different vehicles, and there were 10 of us.
That's what you get for being named Shaylin. There's no Shaylin Street. Sorry, bitch, we're all tired.
I couldn't believe there was a Dawn. I'm all, we gotta get that one.
And if the web... quote existed then, you could have just Googled where Shaylin Street was.
And you couldn't fit all of them in the Subaru, right?
The Subaru.
Because she was the one driving. Well, right, yeah, very good. Nice. Not Dawn, the unscrewer. Come on, people.
The
keep
one who
up.
Had the strong grip.
Right, we got to. Yes.
All right, so
I forgot that was tucked.
The new 12-foot Skelly not only has the eyes that move and blink, it also has this year hinged shoulder joints that allow customers to partially pose it better.
Oh.
And if 12 feet is too much for shoppers, the company is also selling 5-foot skeletons.
Oh, perfect.
In packs of three as well.
Okay, the whole family.
Yes. There is also, if you want to really expand the family, there is also this year a new 5-foot skeleton dog.
Ooh. Oh my God, how cute.
There's a 7-foot animated LED Frankenstein's monster.
Oh, yeah.
And a 12.5-foot giant-sized Inferno Deadwood skeleton. I don't know what the hell that means.
No idea.
But still, it's another form of skeleton. All on, and I guess Home Depot mostly already sold out of this stuff online. It was like it was done to do exactly what's happening here. Get us to Hype Home Depot for 20 minutes, even though they're not paying us directly. They may or may not be advertisers. Great, thanks. But they say they're going to restock soon or whatever.
I hope they endorse us because their theme song slaps.
See, now I like the cutesy fun Halloween stuff, but this I can appreciate. I do like driving around seeing what other people do with the scary things, but I just want like the fun, cute stuff, nothing scary. So I'm like, okay, well, what's appealing to me online here? You got any something else?
The dog.
Do you have?
But it's still a skeleton dog.
Right, it's always like the fun. It'd be the fun happy witch.
Dawn would see the skeleton dog and immediately think of the day her Labrador Hank's gonna die.
Oh.
And it would depress her.
And
someday.
I'm sorry, no, he will live to be 20.
Right. And Dawn will just wait until Hank does pass away, let him decompose, and then use him as her Halloween decoration.
So cute.
In the front yard.
No.
I think it'd be fun to take one of these 5-foot skeletons because they're, you know, closer to a normal height as opposed to 12 feet, and then go bury it in a park and leave part of it showing a little bit, just kind of spook people out a little bit.
Some random park.
Yeah. Everybody's like, what the?
The only thing, like, these are fun ideas. The only thing that sucks is there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, right? That does suck.
It's like you think.
Well, remember.
Like,
Kyle's got the hack, remember? Oh, yeah. Just wear all black.
And a ski mask.
Right, the cameras so don't have any way of tracking.
It's like wearing camo.
Gotta walk everywhere.
Take your license plate off your vehicle.
By the way, quick update. Yeah, I mean, it's getting harder and harder. There's so much work involved.
Yeah, it really
is. You have to make a list to just prank
I mean, that's
things.
Like a full-time criminal. God. Y'all would just be part-time criminals.
Jeez. What's fun in that?
Update from Glenna. So I don't know. I didn't look specifically into what Home Depot said. I think they said many of our items have sold out online, but Glenna wrote in and said, OMG, thank you for telling us about the skeleton. I have been trying to snag one of these for years. They always sell out super fast. I'm so excited, and I just ordered it.
Good job.
So they've either restocked or it didn't sell out or whatever. So yes, you can still get Skelly, I guess, online at Home Depot.
Now, I hope Home Depot has a sale on their tough sheds, because where are you going to store all this crap?
Garage.
I'm just thinking about my garage. I don't have enough space in it to store any of these 12-foot skeletons.
Does this 12-foot skeleton not like have a snap apart portion to where it becomes like multiple like 3-foot pieces?
I guess you could just stuff it in a tote.
Because you actually do bring up a good point. It's like, what were you going to do with a 12-foot tall skeleton?
I don't know if it matters though, because Brandon's speaking my husband's language. He's like, oh my god, because I already have so much of his garage space with all the decorative things I buy, and he's like, we need to go out there and go through this. There's stuff I haven't used for years.
Oh, yes. Right? The we need list. I love that. I love that spousal relationship we all have with our significant other, where it's kind of, you know, we need to. It never gets done. And then one of us gets, right, one of you in the relationship gets annoyed after saying we need for 6 years. Are we ever going to do this? No, you just throw it away. Call the junk people.
I'll be like, wait, weren't we going to do this today? He's like, yeah, let's just go do that thing we had.
Yeah, you know, the fun thing. Yeah, this is no good.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn show.